first of all, rather than the internal agency counsel handling the case, it will be handled, at least in the lead position, by an assistant U.S. attorney. And my guess is that the agency's internal counsel will also assist with the lawsuit. But the government has 60 days from the date of service to respond to the complaint, to file an answer or a motion to dismiss some or part of it. And once we get past that initial stage, we start the discovery process, which is the taking of depositions and exchanging of documents. And we have a lot of depositions to take. And then the discovery process usually goes on for 6 months to a year. And then the SBA will then ask the court to throw out the case. That's something called a motion for summary judgment. That's what they'll file. They'll ask that the case be thrown out, all or part of it. And once the judge rules on that, if she decides that any of the claims go forward, then the case gets set in for trial. But generally, in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia, you're looking at about 3 years minimum between the time of filing and the time of a trial. And I'd say 3 to 5 years is a better guess.
When you file a suit in federal court, it's obviously this is kind of the last resort. You've gone through all the other attempts to make good, to fix the situation, to do whatever you could do. But is this considered the last resort?
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. It really is what you have to do when you have a good case, and this is a good case, and the government doesn't agree to meet your demands. Then, yes, this is it, filing suit in federal court.
Because obviously she's gone through the Office of Special Counsel, she's gone through the EEOC, she's tried to work through the administrator and her staff, and nothing's come to her satisfaction.
That's correct.
And obviously there was some discussion at one time about settlement with Carla between SBA and Carla. There's nothing, obviously that didn't come to fruition.
No, we weren't able to reach an agreement. So that's why we're here.
Was there anything you can tell me about the settlement in terms of why you weren't able to reach an agreement? Was there one or two big sticking points?
I'd rather not get into that at this point. I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment on settlement discussions, and I don't really want to reveal any of our strategies or the way we view the government's offer at this point, so I can't comment.
How often does a federal employee actually take a case to federal court, and do you have any kind of idea of what the success rate is in terms of them actually winning a positive judgment?
Well, it's a question I don't know the answer to. First of all, there's the whole world files discrimination complaints. It's not just government employees, but the majority of cases settle without a trial. And a good settlement I consider to be a success. And when you think about the success rate of anybody, whether it's federal employees on the whole or the group of people that files discrimination cases, you have to consider when they filed, did they get a good settlement or did they go to trial? And if you consider a good settlement as a success, I would think the success rate is over 50%. But I don't know what the success rate is for people that file lawsuits in federal court for discrimination and actually go to trial. I would think that the rate may be less than 50%.
Now, you expect, obviously, just by the way you presented it, that SBA or the Justice Department will ask for the court to throw the case out. Eventually, you expect them to probably try to get this dismissed a couple times. Is that just kind of the steps they usually take based on your experience?
Usually it's at the summary judgment stage rather than at the initial stage of the case. And then if they fail there, they'll try again at trial, if it goes to trial. So twice, I would say, that's the normal thing that happens. Whether defendants have good arguments or not, they always try it.
If the judge all of a sudden decides to rule that there's no case, then they don't have to go through the whole process.
Right. Or it's also a way of trimming pieces of a case away.